Dave Fleming back with you here in Oakland, where the Giants get a win against the A's, sweep this two-game series, win the Bay Bridge Trophy. Final score today, 6-4. We'll get to the wrap and the highlights, but first, let's go places with the Toyota out-of-town scoreboard. Dodgers, Padres playing in the bottom of the second. No score in L.A. Yu Darvish starting for San Diego against one of his former teams. Guardians beat the Astros 1-0. Cleveland's just a game back in the American League Central. Orioles' win streak comes to an end. They're still in the playoff race, though. Pirates beat Baltimore 8-1. How about the Phillies just piling on these days? Nola gets the win. They beat the Nationals 13-1. Royals over the Red Sox 13-5. The Blue Jays beat those Twins 3-2. It took them extra innings. The Twins rally, but the Blue Jays did get a victory in Minnesota. The Brewers lost again 4-2. Brewers are 58-50. They're in second place and out of the playoff picture entirely as of right now. Reds beat them in extra innings. Cardinals, wild game in St. Louis. They beat the Yankees 12-9. Frankie Montas, his Yankees debut. It wasn't great. The Rockies fall to the Diamondbacks 6-4. Mariners beat the Angels 6-3. And the Mets made it a great weekend. Got to be one of the best weekends for the Mets in a long time. They took 4 out of 5 from Atlanta. 5-2 the final today. They are now 6.5 games up in the National League East. How about that weekend? Jacob DeGrom was awesome, and the Mets got the win. So that's our out-of-town scoreboard. We'll take our break here, and we'll do a one-segment wrap. Kipe and Javi are ready to go right after this.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
All right, post-game wrap time here in Oakland. A nice weekend for the Giants. They needed it. Bounce back from that tough Dodgers series. They take two against the A's, and it was kind of the old Giants formula this weekend. Really good starting pitching, hit a few balls over the wall. Okay, the bullpen wasn't perfect today, but that's kind of the way the Giants like to draw it up.
Yeah, there are a lot of impressive things in this series, but 6 home runs kind of warms your heart after we didn't see a few for a while, especially against that team from L.A. So, yeah, it was fun, but it never's easy here. It just seems like it always is going to come down to the tying run is in the batter's box, and it did with, their guy that's got the most home runs. But Duvall, it's not that – well, it is. It's very difficult to impress Javi Lopez with stuff, and he was pretty impressed with a couple of pitches Duvall threw.
I just think that his stuff, it looks like it's a changeup, the movement on it. And he's doing it at a 99 to 102. I mean, he's making these professional hitters look like they should be in single A at times with some of the swings that you see. The ball was ending up in the other batter's box. I mean, Joey Bart did a nice job of just knocking down the first pitch strike of the inning. He just clanked it. And he even stared out there like, what just happened? That is awesome. And like Kipe had mentioned, when he harnesses it, when he knows that he can draw on that kind of movement and where he can put it, I mean, the sky's the limit for that guy.
Those pitches because early in the year, the left-handed hitters were kind of getting him. I mean, he was vulnerable against lefties. If he's got that kind of movement at that velocity and can keep it in that spot, what are you going to do? How do you hit that?
Well, that's the thing. It's so hard. You have to commit, and it starts. We had a great view up here. You had him from this booth. You see it, and you're like, oh, that's down the middle. And then Joey's catching it, reaching full extension, trying to catch it in the other batter's box. I mean, it's impressive, and it's a nice fallback plan to have in the bullpen for sure.
Plus, he blew a bubble.
Plus, he's blowing bubbles. Yeah, he's calm as can be.
He is. He's like Pablo out there, Pablo's chasing pop-ups in the old days, blowing bubbles. Camilo's striking out guys with all heck breaking loose
behind
him.
Yeah, a couple guys on, no biggie. I got it.
You cannot rattle that guy.
No. Webb was good, and Yaz was great.
Yeah, yesterday you got Lamont Wade kind of looking like his old self, and today Mike Yastrzemski looks like his old self.
Yeah.
Those are good signs.
It really was a really nice afternoon for Mike Yastrzemski. And look, two guys get into double digits in home runs today with Tyro Estrada and Mike Yastrzemski. So good for them.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Tyro, too. You kind of get, you kind of miss him when
well,
he was
we
gone.
We put that list up on TV. I don't know if you saw it. You were over here when we did it, but.
I tried to ignore you, basically, you guys.
Great idea. That was a fantastic idea.
Giants infielders with 10 or more home runs and 15 or more steals in the same year in San Francisco Giants history. And it's like Orlando Cepeda, Bill Madlock, Darrell Evans, Robbie Thompson, and Tyro Estrada.
Wow.
I mean, it's like that, a really good company.
That is. That's amazing.
So I'm glad you pointed him out.
Yeah.
Should we pick some players of the game? Kipe, you want to go first?
Yeah, well, I'll take Yaz. I mentioned it on the air over there that he's still got almost 2 months to get his average to where he might think it's okay. So hopefully he's got his swing going and he can do that. But they miss his power and they miss his ability to get on base. So hopefully this is a good start for him. Yaz.
Good pick.
Very good pick and great swings, I thought, today. He was... Swing plane was on. Yep. That's what you want to see out of a guy like that.
I love that left center field Yaz. Yep. You know, sometimes he can. He's trying to pull the ball with power, which is a good plan, but I like it when you see
I think that was his original plan when he got here.
Yeah.
And somehow he got away from it a little bit.
Yeah.
Good pick. Javi, who you got?
Well, I'll just do a quick shout-out for Logan Webb. Congratulations, 10 wins.
Yep.
Good job. But I'm going with Brebbia. Just the spot that he came in. Dominic Leone was pitching kind of in a little bit low stress. They were up four. Then he gives up that homer. The crowd got started getting into it, and he got into a little bit of a jam. But Brebbia just came in, league leader in appearances, and you know just came in, dominated the lefties when he needed to, got the Giants back in the dugout and kind of killed whatever momentum they had going there. So I'm going Brebbia.
Yeah,
for good sure.
Is he your favorite around the horn or around the bases or around the park?
Yes, did you hear? You couldn't hear it. DC just – you got to – can Javi hear that? Is there any way for Javi to hear that? This is our Brebbia sound.
This is his laugh.
For sure.
That was when he was on Around the Park with me. That was his laugh.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
That's up there with Brett Phillips right there. That's
he
a nice
does.
One. That's
he's
a
got,
good laugh.
He's got a Brett Phillips kind
That's
of laugh.
A good laugh.
I don't know. It scares the heck out of me. What are you talking about?
You close your eyes at night and think about it. You ain't going to sleep.
You play that on Halloween in our house. But he has to be one of your favorite guests. Well,
absolutely. We did a two-parter because he had so much to say.
Yeah.
He was great. Next time he wants to do a coffee and tea tasting. Can we do that as a radio show?
No.
Would we be able to pull that off?
No, not at all.
For sure.
Just get a little slurping sound and be like,
hey. Dude, some sound effects, the notes of peach or whatever.
Might be better for TV. Might.
Probably better, yeah. Maybe we'll save that for TV, but I don't know.
Anyway, John Brebbia, a good pick.
We got a lot of shows left to fill in September.
Oh, you can do the Darren Chan five-parter that he wants to do.
For sure.
All right, my turn. I'm taking Tyro. We already talked about him, but I just wanted to point out, the last time he was on the field, he got beaned. He got hit in the helmet.
He did.
It can't be that easy. I mean, I wasn't a major league hitter, but it cannot be easy to have that happen and then step back in the box for your next game.
You know, it helps that you get a little bit of a layoff before you got to get back in there. It's your next at bat or the next at bats where you kind of scuffle with it a little bit. So anyway, it's not easy.
0-2, two-run homer.
Yeah,
he looked great defensively. I mean, took some dives out there, trying to make some chances. Catches that line drive from Kemp. That was a huge spot. I mean, it's again, you like seeing the lineup like this. You know, you can hope you can kind of keep this ball rolling a little bit, but it's you got to have him in there. He's a dynamic talent.
All in all, it was a good weekend for the Giants.
Yep. It was a good weekend.
And we didn't get rabies.
Yep.
What's on deck? Sponsored by your California Ford dealers. The Giants will head to San Diego. Petco Park will be hopping.
Yeah, and it'll be Snell and Musgrove and Manaea. So, you know, hey, go get it now.
I mean, Wood, Cobb, Junis. These are two of the best starting staffs. Really, starting pitching in the division is really good.
You're right. It's going to be electric down there, and it'll be fun to be a part of that.
Plus, if they get smoked by the Dodgers again today, they're going to be mighty ticked off. And you know what? It might happen.
The Dodgers are the momentum killers right
now,
man.
Boy, are they ever.
You sure you don't want to come to San Diego?
You know what? I would, but I'm an entertainment fool right now.
You are. You're like a you're the host to everybody.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what we're going to do next. I've already run out of options.
He could bring a possum. Probably get one for you.
Oh, man. Don't even
put
start
it on
with
a leash.
That.
Well, have fun, and we'll see you when we get back.
Absolutely.
On
I'll
Friday.
Be watching.
What's on Deck, sponsored by your California Ford dealers and the legendary Ford F-150. Visit buyfordnow.com to find your new truck. All right, we'll have highlights right after this.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wall.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.